United States Navy has announced the dates of RIMPAC 2022 exercise. This exercise will start on June 29th to August 4th in and around the Hawaiian Islands and Southern California. RIMPAC stands for Rim of the Pacific Exercise. It is the world's largest international maritime warfare exercise. It was started in 1971 as an annual exercise by the United States, Australia, and Canada. This year marks the 28th edition of RIMPAC, and 26 nations, 170 aircraft, and over 25,000 military personnel are part of it. Even India is part of this year's exercise. It is held every year in June and July from the Pacific island of Honolulu, Hawaii. It is hosted by the United States Navy's Indo-Pacific Command, which is headquartered at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. If you remember, in World War II, on 7th December 1941, Japan launched a surprise military attack on the United States Naval Base, which is stationed at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The attack on Pearl Harbor is said to be the main reason behind America's entry into the World War II. And furthermore, that's what led to the eventual dropping of atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. Anyhow, the United States has a Marine base, Air Force station, as well as a naval base in Hawaii. From here, the United States Navy's Indo-Pacific Command controls and organizes the RIMPAC exercise. The name of this exercise is Rim of the Pacific. It means everything that is around the Pacific Ocean is covered. But then you also have to understand that since it is organized by the United States Indo-Pacific Command, that means even Indian Ocean becomes unofficial part of it. And that is how the whole range of this exercise increases in terms of its outreach. This year, 26 nations are part of it. The United States sends an invitation to countries for participating in this exercise. In 2016, China was invited to participate in this exercise. And then in 2018, United States stopped inviting China because of the South China Sea issues. Then in 2022, when the pandemic started, there were only 10 countries that were doing this exercise. So the point is, every year some countries join, some countries don't. So it keeps changing depending on how your relationship is with the United States. Anyhow, focusing on the Asian region, as you know, recently the Quad Summit happened in Tokyo, Japan. In that meeting, India decided to participate in this year's RIMPAC exercise. As you may know, in RIMPAC, the United States is the host. Japan and Australia always listens to what the United States says. So this year's exercise is purely focused on China. So there are two reasons behind it. The first reason is because of the tensions that are going on in the South China Sea. I have spoken about this in one of my previous videos. There is something called the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, which talks about the law and order in the world's ocean. In the South China Sea, there are three countries that claim their respective maritime rights on the South China Sea. But China is the biggest and the mightiest and rejects the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. And these three countries are also participating in this year's RIMPAC exercise. So that is one reason. And the second reason is, recently you have heard that the Chinese foreign minister was in Pacific Island and he was trying to make a multilateral deal with the 10 Pacific Island nations, which did not fully succeed. Not all the Pacific Island nations agreed, but 4 to 5 nations agreed. So China's entry into the Pacific Island has basically spooked the United States and its Pacific allies, because many of these Pacific Islands are still in control of the Western countries since World War II. And China is using its economic capabilities to attract these Pacific Islands in signing security and trade agreements. So these are the two main reasons why this year's RIMPAC exercise is focusing on China. See, at the end of the day, it is a naval exercise, and that too world's largest maritime exercise. So obviously any kind of military exercise includes drills, operations, testing attack capabilities, and many such practices as well as theoretical courses. So on one hand, of course, the navies of the respective member nations are going to learn and benefit from this exercise. But on the other hand, it also becomes a medium to send a strong message to China. And in the end, you have to realize that China as well as the United States both are expansionist in their own way. You can't say one is evil and the other one is saint. Both are evil and both try to project themselves as saint and savior. So if you understand this, then it is good. And if you want to pick a side, even that is fine. All these maritime exercises are basically a method by which the United States is trying to build its global maritime partnership. The United States has already extended its influence in the Indo-Pacific region through Quad, AUKUS, and Five Eyes. China is also simply following up and doing the same thing in its own way. It is extending its influence in South Pacific Islands by using its economic and military capabilities, by signing trade and security agreements. Now try to understand this. China has the world's largest navy in terms of the number of ships, and the United States has the most powerful navy. Whoever has the control and dominance of the Pacific Ocean can easily change the strategic order in the Pacific Ocean. Similarly, if you look at the South China Sea, it is part of the Western Pacific Ocean. China has a strong dominance in this region. It has its own navy as well as maritime militia that helps China to maintain its dominance in the South China Sea. From South China Sea, you can either go on the western side towards the Indian Ocean, or you can go towards the eastern side to the Pacific Ocean. It is going to be vulnerable for the United States if it enters and operates from inside the South China Sea region. What the United States does is, it asserts power from the main Pacific Ocean area. China is also slowly trying to enter the South Pacific Islands. And if you see, once China crosses the South China Sea and goes to the western side, into the open waters of the Indian Ocean, there the Chinese ships don't have any problems because they can smoothly navigate and head towards the Middle East, Africa and European countries. But if you look at India, almost 55% of its trade goes to the eastern side, passing through the South China Sea. So if you see, the South China Sea is of immense economic and strategic importance to India. That is why India is part of Quad, and it needs the help of the Western countries to put pressure on China so that there is a freedom of navigation in international waters. Always remember this point, the freedom of navigation in international waters is easy in the open ocean. The moment you pass through places where there are many small-sized countries which are nearby to each other, and then they have their extended islands, in those places it gets difficult to navigate, and these are the places in the world that are in dispute. So that is the main problem. So RIMPAC exercise is happening in the open waters of the Pacific Ocean. By inviting countries of the Asian region, especially near China, the United States is sending a strong message to China. And obviously the navies of the respective member nations will also learn some new strategies and skills, which will definitely create some degree of skepticism in China. So let's see how things will unfold. Geopolitics in the Indo-Pacific region is getting interesting day by day. I'll keep you updated. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.